under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024 edition. Joining us, as usual, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord, Ian Murphy's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I wanted to get into this real quick with you before the break. The Board of Canvassers are playing games with Carla Wagner's Axe My Tax ballot proposal. They had a meeting on Friday. They were supposed to approve the language. This was her fourth attempt to get the language approved. The Democrats, two Democrats, two Republicans that make up the Board of Canvassers, said that there was some typos and some graphic typesetting errors in the petition sheet itself. They didn't have a problem with the 100-word synopsis, the facts, the way it's worded, the truth that it says. Didn't have a problem with the language and how it was going to amend the state constitution, forcing Lansing to work differently. But the two Democrats said, no, you got to make these corrections to the form, to the format, to the typesetting, and come back and see us in February, which, of course, would delay it another month from her printing the petition sheets, getting the signatures, putting it on the ballot in November. I want to talk to you real quick and tee you up with this. How much control does bureaucratic departments, basically appointed by usually governors on these boards, on these different agencies, how much do they actually, the bureaucrats in the state of Michigan, run our state?
Too much is the answer to that. And we're seeing a Supreme Court right now, a United States Supreme Court that just heard oral arguments for what's called the Chevron deference. And it looks like they're going to be overturning this idea that says that state agencies, when somebody is being sued or a state agency is being sued, deference is to be given to the state agency and the language in that law that is permitting it to do something. Now, we have to look at all these commissions, the Public Service Commission that has taken away local authority for green, quote unquote, green energy projects. The Capitol Commission, when removing firearms from the Capitol, we have to look at how all of these commissions were formed and created and the power that they have, and now that the power that they're wielding. You can see with this petition drive, which clearly has some broad support, they're now trying to deny it based on typos and errors. I mean, this is nonsense, really, is what it is.
Absolutely. And one of the points that you make right there, again, it was the Capitol Commission that runs our state capitol building that proposed the rule changes, but they did go to the House and the Senate for a vote on it, and it was backed up by people like, you know, Senator John DeMuth, a Republican who voted to take away the guns from the Capitol. The point is this, though. They, the commission itself, was the ones that mainly spearheaded the effort.
That and several others, yes. And that's where I'm looking at the formation of that commission and the language used to form that commission and many others. Because that's what we're seeing, is them usurp power from the other branches of government in order to enact their own, basically, legislation and laws.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, who appoints the majority of these members of these quote-unquote commissions, these boards? The governor, yes, of the state of Michigan.
And that's exactly my problem with the administrative law procedures in Michigan specifically, but in the United States as a whole. And that's what the Chevron deference is looking to destroy, is the power that these agencies have.
Amen. It's got to happen, Ian. It's absolutely got to happen. Short break. Word from our other sponsors. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse, downtown Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig there in downtown Gaylord. What is on your radar the most right now? What's happening in your world?
Well, you know, a lot of different things, but really I'm watching the next couple of months really to see what the weather is going to do for us, for our business. Mainly because the last couple of months have been so odd. We had no snow for Christmas, and then we had too much snow after Christmas. So now we're actually back in sort of our regular season. That's really what I'm keeping my eye on. But as far as other external things happening. I'm waiting to see what the scuttlebutt is going to finally be over within the My GOP. I'm interested to see. I got a chance to meet Nikki Snyder this weekend. She's running for the open Senate seat. I anticipate to be meeting some of these other candidates. I had somebody reach out to me about Sandy Pensler. I want to get his name
Pensler.
Right.
Yep, yes. Pensler, businessman from Grosse Pointe.
Yeah, also running for U.S. Senate. I've had conversations with Shane Trejo from the Grand New Party. So, as we get into this campaign season, it's going to be really interesting to see the narratives that people are going to be pushing forward, given now that Trump is obviously going to be the Republican nominee, and presumptively it's going to be Biden. So we've got a rematch of 2020 happening. And it's going to be a very crazy political year, not just here in the state, but obviously with the presidential race. And there are so many factions out there. I'm going to be very interested to see how groups coalesce.
Yes, absolutely. Because we are very much engaged in the middle of all of it. I attended the state committee meeting with Vicky on Saturday, January 13th, down in Houghton Lake. And we actually replaced the first district chair, former state representative Sue Aller, last night. She was replaced with former state representative Dare Rendon down in the Kalkaska, Masaukee mm-hmm. County area. She became the chair of the first district last night, also replaced a bunch of the state committee members. Kristen Marcus from Antrim County, former county commissioner, as well as Roxanne Dufort, the chairwoman of the Mackinac County Republicans, are now representing us at the state committee level. And they filed a lawsuit on Friday. The other faction, the anti-Cramo people, they, on their Saturday meeting, this past Saturday, the 20th, elected former congressman and ambassador to the Netherlands, Pete Hoekstra, to be chair. And they got a letter of cease and desist from Cramo's folks saying, sorry, didn't recognize that convention, quote unquote. 72 delegates of the state committee cannot replace the vote of over 1,100 statewide delegates. And that whole thing's going to court. That lawsuit was filed on Friday. So, yeah, a lot of things to watch, lots of good information going forward. But most importantly, I'm finding it to be very interesting that a lot of people contacting me, contacting you, wanting to have events at the Iron Pig. They're kind of seeing Gaylord as kind of being centrally located off of I-75, good food, good kind of building the way you have it laid out now with the two sides to it. And they're kind of seeing you as kind of being a Sons of Liberty meeting place, tavern, if you will, from the founding fathers. Get your response to that. Are you seeing that as being not only something you've done in the past, but people are looking to do here in the future with you?
Yeah, I am seeing quite a bit of that already. Yeah, and we anticipated that, and I'm proud to serve in that capacity. So long as the conversations that we're having, like, so for example, Nikki Snyder again had this little town hall, and I think we had maybe 24 people show up very, very last minute. But it was a chance for her to speak, my neighbor came out, who is a 2-star general, was assistant solicitor general at one point, very smart guy. He had some great questions, and I'm happy to provide a space for that as long as these things are respectable, the questions being asked are respectful, the people that attend are respectful. And listen, I will have no problem if a Democrat reaches out and wants to host a meeting at the Iron Pig as well, because we have to hear both sides of these issues, and we're not going to all agree on everything on one side or the other. But I don't want to be just a place just for, say, a right-wing voice.
Sure.
I'd like to be a place where we can have all voices, and you don't have to agree. But the nice thing would be able, at the end of the day, that we can all still go home as friends and not enemies, because that is what is absolutely ripping us apart right now, is political identity is just ruining the social fabric.
Well, you know, and on that point, so many people are running this year for elected office. We're pushing people to become precinct delegates, mm-hmm. file their affidavits of identity, running for county commissioners, school boards. We've got people engaged. We're doing a Robert's Rules of Order class on Saturday, February 3rd, up in St. Ignace, much like the one we did at Jay's Sporting Goods and then came over and had lunch with you. We're doing another one in St. Ignace. And the thing that people are finally, I think, coming to realize is that there is a way to be engaged, informed, educated, to know how the meetings are supposed to run. And this is open, like I say, to the public. Anybody can come. I don't ask whether you're a Republican or a constitutionalist or a libertarian. I just say, hey, come and learn the rules. And then may the best man win come the November elections.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's correct. The right approach, absolutely. The more people that we can have informed about how these boards and these meetings are supposed to operate, the better. Because what I'm finding is half of these people that are on or elected to these boards or these commissions don't actually know how their own boards are supposed to operate. So many of them, many times, are violating Robert's rules and have serious consequences, not just for that board or that apparatus, but for those individuals in particular.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in the other process, and you see it all the time, I mean, look at how these meetings are operating. How many times have you been in front of either the city council there in Gaylord or the county commissioners in dealing with certain permits and things that you wanted to do with the Iron Pig?
Yeah, too many times, to be honest. I mean, we're overregulated, that's for sure. But, you know, when you have things that happen like with the, you know, Jairus Rubing being removed from the Board of Health last week, I believe.
Yes.
You know, there's some crazy things that are going on, and we're removing good. I mean, Jairus is a good man, and he should be on that Board of Health. And his peers removed him, and I don't know all the information.
Antrim County Chairman Terry Van Alstine and his live-in girlfriend, the other county commissioner, Dawn LeVanway, removed him from that health board here in Antrim County. And we are finding candidates to run against both Terry and Dawn. They will be primary challenged in August. I've made a commitment to the Antrim County chairman of the Republican Party. They are absolutely dead set against Jairus getting, number one, reelected, but number two, being part of the health board. And like you say, Ian, he was really the only commissioner there with any sound arguments or reasoning as part of that health board.
Right. And, you know, I think people need to understand that just because you oppose something, a state grant or funds from state or federal funds, doesn't mean that you're against that particular, you know, I'm trying to remember one that came up. I know there was a lot of stuff with COVID boosters and shots and education, getting that stuff out. And they just want to take this money in droves and millions of dollars. And Jairus had the fortitude to stand up and say, wait, we don't need this money. We don't need to be beholden. And people want to attack him for that. But again, I think that's kind of sound financial governance saying,
well,
wait a minute, hold on. We don't maybe need these funds.
Well, and exactly, because they came with strings attached.
Yes.
That's the whole thing he's against. He does not like the state of Michigan and these bureaucrat agencies telling us what we must and must not do with our kids and say, hey, if you take the money, you got to do this. And that's basically why he was against it.
Yeah. And listen, you know, the thing that I have in this fight is I'm suing them right now, right? None of this really has any impact on me other than I am suing the Northwest Michigan Health Board. So
sure.
Jairus is a good guy. It seems like people of his same cloth decided to turn on him, if you will. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but this is what happens when you stand up and you have a voice and you use it, and now he's being targeted.
Right. Exactly. Well, one thing I'm hoping for is they claim that we are going to have a break in the weather. It's going to get warmer. And many people are saying maybe one or two more major snowstorms, possibly in later February, and who knows, maybe even March. But this has been a crazy winter, and I really don't know how it's going to impact not only your businesses, but I've talked to a couple of ski resorts, and they're like, dude, even as fast as we're making it with these warmer temperatures, it's melting already. So, yeah, we're going to have a very interesting season. I got a text message from a listener, said they were in, they had dinner at your place the other night, and they said it was great food, great atmosphere. Wanted to know if you are planning on any live entertainment.
Yeah, so actually every other Wednesday, so every Wednesday night we have live entertainment. This week it happens to be open mic night,
okay,
which we've been doing for about a month and a half now. So a lot of our local talent comes out. So people that get paid to play music come into the Iron Pig and play for free. So there's live music every Wednesday night, open mic, and then every other Wednesday night is karaoke, which is almost exactly like open mic. We have such talented singers that come out. And then we're probably going to sprinkle in some more live entertainment on the weekends, depending on how the weather goes. We'll see. That's really what is depending. You know, we got, unfortunately, during the pandemic, we got used to marketing on 30-day patterns, if you will.
Okay.
Usually we like to market 90 days in advance for most of our big events.
Right. But,
you know, we got really good at turning on a dime and doing things like that in a very shortened fashion during the pandemic. That's kind of what we're doing right now.
Got it. Former conservative Republican state representative for 6 years in Lansing, plus Republican National Committee man, Dave Agema. He's the jet fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we have had dinner with him and Barb at your place, but you weren't around. We weren't able to introduce you. He said, Randy, you got to convince this Iron Pig guy to run for office. Is there any plans in his future for that?
That I have been asked that. I will say right now there are no plans. I like sort of being on this side. I'm afraid that if I were to run for an office, I would have to sort of pick a team, if you will.
Right.
And I know that there are plenty of conservatives out there that, you know, would disagree with a couple of my positions.
Sure.
So I don't know, but it has something that I have looked at, but I feel like I'm best serving and doing the best that I can with where I'm at right now, with the pig and doing things and just kind of seeing where this political atmosphere goes over the next year. That's really, listen, Republicans are going to have a pretty difficult time getting their stuff together here in this next election cycle. And I'm really worried. But I do think that there is a lot of hope on the horizon with some really awesome candidates coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because you are basically a libertarian and we are a two-party state, unfortunately, Democrat or Republican is how you have to run if you want a snowball chance of winning. So you'd have to come to Jesus on that point, decide which team you'd want to run with, or run as an independent and see if you can make your case to the people. So
yeah, see, and the biggest part of the problem is that I've experienced is once you get into that political apparatus, whether it's on the House side or the Senate side, you get swallowed up, right? I mean, I've seen it with Ken Borton right here.
Sure.
As our state representative. I like Ken as a man. He's a good person. But as a politician, he's done nothing for me. And other people may disagree with that. But nope. That money part is really what starts to get everything muddled together. And listen, I'm a limited government person.
Yep.
And people really aren't going to like. So, for example, with Jarvis,
real
see
quick,
what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, sir, greatly appreciate you. Good conversation. And looking forward to let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's right, brother.
All right, man. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.